The river's voice. I stood by the Waveney's infinite flow to question its banked wisdom. How many songs can you sing? The stream gurgled a gentle note. Do you miss the bittern's boom? The current brushed the empty reeds. Do you dream of flowing uphill? The rippled surface gave me sarcasm. How many sorrows have you soothed? I sensed a reply as long as the journey. I pondered on the river's sorrow, how a road's width decided its route. The ditch on the left at Redgrave flows westward to the Wash, but the Waveney takes the right side, creeping east in gentle drifts that touches on the outer circle of Dis, silently embraces the dove on its endless flight from Eye, nurtures cows in mist-quilt meadows, nursed a nation's otters at Earsham, bends with gentle ease to Bungay, is mugged politely by Alton Dyke, then poked provocatively at St. Olave's by the intrusive Yare's new cut, before seduction into merger as compliant Braden water, subliminated, thereafter mutely current to the domineering Yare. Quiet, compliant, wishful Waveney, silently serving the land that you pass. We should have given you voice, announcing that you leave our shore loudly at Great Waveney Mouth.